622, 1320 WILS. Let's get back to the to what's the biggest story in the country now, the health insurance plan, or the health care plan that was passed by the House yesterday. Danny O'Connell with us. He is a health insurance expert, has been dealing with the issue for many years now. Danny, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, the one of the criticisms about the plan is that it in no way really addresses the costs, you know, and it doesn't encourage things like it doesn't allow business across state lines, that kind of thing. How much of a problem is that going to be?
Yeah, you know, in reality, none of these bills have addressed the real issue, and that's the cost of the healthcare delivery system. You know, when you look at hospitals and facilities and surgeries and procedures, those costs continue to escalate and go up, and there's no relief in sight, which has been obviously driving insurance premiums on everybody. One of a good start to rate relief in this is it eases the rate banding to a 5-to-1 ratio instead of that 3-to-1, which we've talked about a lot.
That is part of this plan, though, right?
It is. Yes, sir. So that would immediately lower rates on individuals who are younger and then also, you know, hopefully on that older end of the spectrum as well.
How so? Because I thought the older folks were going to have the rates going up because of that.
Well, what happens is if we sit there and say you can only have basically three buckets of rates and, you know, 50 to 65 is one group and it costs $1,000 to insure a 64-year-old a month, and everybody between 50 to 65 now is going to have to average out to be about $1,000 a month. And then you've got that, you know, 35 to 50 and the 20 to 35. So meaning that youngest bucket now, that averages out to $333. Mm-hmm. Well, if we go out to a 5-to-1 banding, then you're saying, okay, you know, potentially 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, so forth and so on. So if it still costs $1,000 for a 64-year-old, now a 50-year-old isn't still caught in that same bucket because they're no longer 3-to-1, it's 5-to-1. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be relaxed. So those people who are in their 40s and 50s, they're going to see some rate relief. But especially people in, you know, their 20s, they could easily see an average rate drop from $333 to maybe $200.
Right. So part of the plan, giving state more, say, more control over what happens with health insurance and health care, what do you think that's going to do?
Well, I think it could be a very good positive. The problem was before the Affordable Care Act, most people didn't know what resources were out there. And it's a great political line to toe to say no more pre-existing conditions. In reality, before the Affordable Care Act, if you were healthy and you didn't have a lot of issues, you could go get an individual policy and you paid less if you were healthier. If you had health conditions, you paid more. And then if you were completely uninsurable, states or regions had these risk pools that were established. And those plans were less expensive than the Affordable Care Act. They had better networks. They were actually bid on by health insurance companies, so you had some competition in there. And they had better benefits. So that's one of the big provisions of this is, okay, do we push some of this back to the states and, you know, let them manage part of this?
Now, those that say, look, the way this is set up, it's all going to fall apart anyway. And really where we're heading is to a single-payer system because we're simply not addressing the costs and we're not being realistic with them. Is that do you agree with that perspective?
Well, if something isn't done to get a handle on costs, that would be very easily politically to see that happen. And the problem that people do not understand is when you go to a single payer, it immediately goes to rationing of health care. You know, Bernie Sanders says, well, let's buy our medications like the Canadian government does. Well, that's not the only thing that happens in Canada to lower the cost of prescription drugs. But if the government is buying X amount and Y number of people need it, and people are going to sit there and say, well, you don't get it. You don't get those prescriptions.
Okay.
And we see that often in Canada where people have a life-saving procedure, but then the life-sustaining medication that they need is not covered.
Okay, but I mean, is that the choice, either have everyone covered and have rationing or have our system and have tens of millions without insurance?
No, I don't think so. I think you can go back and get into a competitive marketplace environment. You know, the pre-existing condition thing, if you go on Facebook or any social media or TV, that is the most understood, most blown out of proportion concept, and it's really for political reasons. Mm-hmm. So people are not going to lose their health insurance.
So when we hear, because the debate will probably focus in on that extensively, what should we think when we hear them talking about pre-existing conditions?
People are not, whatever changes occur, people are not going to lose coverage. If they were to lose their plan, they're going to have another option for that. The question is that going to be at the state level or regionally, or is it in the federal? And realistically, there'll probably be something at a federal level, and they probably need to go to some type of a system where they start to allow health insurance companies to bid on regional business and start getting competitive in here instead of forcing people to abide by regulations that don't really apply to most people.
If this doesn't get through the Senate, if we're left with the Affordable Care Act for the next 4 or 5 years, what do you think, what do you envision happening?
Yeah, so you bring up a really good point. So first of all, the AHCA is really a budget reconciliation maneuver. It's not necessarily repealing Obamacare, but it's doing away with a lot of the penalties that are hitting Americans. And, you know, they don't talk about that enough. There's a lot of positives in here when it talks about just the American public in and of itself. To actually go in and to repeal the Affordable Care Act, you would need, you know, 60% in the Senate. This AHCA under budget reconciliation could be done with a simple majority.
Okay, but if this does not happen, if we're left with the Affordable Care Act as it stands now, what happens to the system over the next several years?
You will probably see more and more pressure to go to a single payer. Something will have to change when it comes to the individuals because, and the problem, it's not just the insurance part, it's the mandates that are required by the federal government. Mm-hmm. And those are the reasons why doctors don't even want to take or accept these individual policies anymore. You know, you see hospital systems who came out with plans who are now trying to get out of it because they can't manage it. And it's not just the insurance and the risk, it's all of the mandates that are just absolutely blowing this thing up.
The mandates that affect the doctors too, you're saying, in the hospitals?
Absolutely. So one of them, a big one, is if you go and sign up for an Affordable Care Act plan, an individual policy, by law, the health insurance company has to verify your benefits for 90 days, whether you pay a dime of premium or not. And so we have a lot of doctor groups, our clients, and some of them will call the insurance company and find out when you're paid up to, and they say, if you're not paid up, you know, we can't see you. But most doctors are saying, we're just not going to deal with it and that administrative burden because right. Obviously, you know, people sign up, they go get treated, they never pay a dime, and then they drop their plan.
Yeah, and then they have
the providers aren't getting paid.
Yeah, but it makes sense. Danny O'Connell, health insurance expert at the Next Level Agency, the Next Level Agency. Danny O'Connell on WILS. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
We're back with a lot more next.